And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Are you unclean? Maybe it would be a good thing if you were ethnically cleansed. Well, today we're going to be talking about the ethnic cleansing of America. How to get rid of these people that are pesky troublemakers. I mean, there's a certain kind of American that's just worthless, no good. They'd probably be better to be put out of their misery, but at least we can group them together and tell everybody about them and make sure that everybody knows that these people are shameless. They're monsters. They're prejudiced against the others. But we very liberal, correct-thinking Orwellians, we know better than they do. We know how horrible these patriot, nationalist, Christian people are, don't we? Oh, yes. That's what we're going to be talking today about, the people of America who are being ethnically cleansed. Now, you know, for many years I've been reading about ethnic cleansing, and I'm going to talk about it, and genocide, by the way, another term very familiar to some folks. And these two terms, ethnic cleansing and genocide, are very much connected. But I thought ethnic cleansing could not take place in a country like America. Surely they couldn't pick out a certain group, and that the government could cause this group to be hated, to be discriminated against, to be persecuted, and everyone go along with it. Yet the members of this group are quite large. They could rise up, maybe even overthrow the government, but they don't. Why don't they realize that they're being ethnically cleansed? They're headed for genocide. Well, today we're going to be looking at this ethnic cleansing of America. We're going to be looking at, yes, the immigration invasion. We're going to be looking at patriotism, nationalism, homosexuality versus being straight. We're going to be looking at family orientation, morality. Are you a veteran? We'll be looking at that too. Are you a Christian? Yes, I want to talk to you today about ethnic cleansing. And you're going to see that you may have been chosen to be ethnically cleansed. Now, if you are, you're in real trouble. Because I've studied the ethnic cleansing over the years. And when I finish this, you'll understand why I say that there is a huge group of Americans that have been chosen, culled out, separated. They've even got concentration camps built around this nation. And they've got bullets and homeland security apparatus, and they're watching us, and they're spying against us. They know who you are and who I am. And they've got either the blue pill or the red pill ready for you. What is ethnic cleansing? Well, one definition is it's the practice of eliminating or marginalizing people whose skin color, national origin, the culture, language, or religion the overall government disagrees with. So you just disagree with some people because of the color of their skin or the national origin, language, or religion, and you undertake something called ethnic cleansing. Now, in the United States, ethnic cleansing is very subtle, and yet it's very violent. It's quite insidious. In the United States today, it seems that descendants of the original settlers of the United States are routinely prohibited from getting jobs. That's right. You see, the original descendants of the United States were white. They were from Europe. They were Christian. Now if you're white and you're from Europe and you're a Christian, you're not going to get a job. You probably aren't going to get a contract or an educational opportunity because the United States does not like you. They don't know about you. They don't trust you. They've heard things, but they don't understand why you should even be allowed to exist in the United States. You know, I was invited to a party by some people I didn't really know that much. My wife and I decided to go and meet these people. They seemed like good people, and they had about 60 people in this house, and they were all very friendly and very nice. And somebody asked me what I did, and I said, well, I've got a radio program, and I'm an author. And Oh, wonderful. What kind of author, what kind of books do you write? I said, well, I write Christian books. And before I could say anything else, their faces all just, they were like terrified. One actually said to me, you're not a fundamentalist, are you? And I laughed and I said, well, I suppose I am. I mean, I believe in the fundamentals of the faith. I believe in, and they were just, I mean, they were terrified of me. And they all branched off, and pretty soon there was only like one couple even talking to Wanda and I. And this woman, she's a nice woman. She says, well, if you have a Christian ministry, surely you don't believe like they do. You're not opposed to same-sex marriage, are you? Well, yes, I am, actually. Oh, my goodness. I've met somebody that opposes same-sex marriage, she said. John, come over here just a minute. She introduced me to her husband. She told him about me while I was standing right there. This man is prejudiced and he's a bigot against same-sex marriage. And her husband said, really? And they went on to tell us that they had given a lot of money to the People for the American Way and all kinds of liberal organizations. And of course, you know, I told them who I was. I was willing to meet them and talk to them like just normal folks. And I'm sorry to say that I was a real hit when we first got to this party. People thought I was a real nice guy. But after I said those things, well, they didn't really want me around anymore. They preferred that I just leave. I was never invited back to that group. I was not politically correct. You see, I was a patriot, and they criticized the American government pretty heavily there. I was a nationalist. I don't believe in the New World Order. I believe in the United States of America. I believe we ought to be a separate nation. They don't really cotton to that, these kind of people. And I was a Christian. Well, some of them said they were Christians too, but I couldn't tell it by their language or how they said they behaved. And I have to admit, I'm straight. You know, I think you can pretty well tell it off the bat. You know, I don't grab and kiss men on the cheek and things like that. I shake their, I'm just the good old kind of guy. You know, I like to shake hands and be a man. And my wife doesn't make, you know, eyes at all the women. She's just a regular gal. And we're family oriented. And, you know, I believe we're moral. I'm a veteran. I was in the Air Force over 20 years. I couldn't find anybody about that party that ever even served in the military. They thought I must be a really rugged individualist, but a John Wayne type to have been in the Air Force that long. Oh, really? They said, how did you stand it 20 years? Stand it. I loved it, but that sort of made me different than them. You see, they had me perfectly caricatured. I mean, right down the line, I was the kind of person that they found distasteful. They loathed this kind of person. This party, they had people that would read magazines like the New York Times and publications that I just considered garbage. And yes, if they had the chance, they would ethnically cleanse me. But I knew something that they didn't really realize. I was already being ethnically cleansed right there at that party. They were ethnically cleansing me. I was unclean to them. I did not meet the model criteria of the new United States man. There are two Americas today. Don't doubt it a moment. There are two Americas. One is the old America, patriot, nationalist, Christian, straight, family-oriented, moral, etc. The other is the new America. Got a letter from a gentleman recently named Bruce. He said, I'm reaching the point, Tex, where the American culture is physically nauseating me. Now, 20 years ago, I'd have said, well, this guy's a nut. He's anti-American. He's saying the American culture is physically nauseating me. I might have been tempted to write Bruce back and say, well, you're nauseating me. Don't say bad things about my country, America. But you know what? I didn't do that anymore because I feel the same way. I feel that I have been ethnically put in a category of requiring ethnic cleansing. They need to send me away to a camp, they believe. Do they need to send you? Are you two in that category? You should be ethnically cleansed. And they have camps already set up. You can call them concentration camps. I did a whole video about concentration camps in America. These are the camps I'm talking about. They're going to crank those up and get them going. They already have guards there for them, ready for them. They're set. This person, I'm reaching the point where this American culture is physically nauseating me. It's like there is a shadow, a stink, an irritating noise everywhere. I wish I could find a better country, but I fear there is none. We're vexed like Lot. Remember the story of Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah? Poor Lot. He was vexed. He did not fit in with where he was. Everywhere he went, there was perversion and sexual sin, homosexuality, and Lot didn't fit in. And worse, he would go down to the gate. That's where people gathered when they were going to talk about public affairs and such. And he would preach to the people. And none of them, they didn't understand him. They said, what's wrong with this guy? We're homosexuals. We enjoy ourselves. He doesn't enjoy himself. They thought, well, Bruce, I understand what you're talking about. You wish you could find a better country, a country based on God. But you know what? These are the last days. This is the end times. Things are different today. You know, I was reading an article. Oh, let's see where this is from. This is the London Independent of June the 3rd. It says, Member of Parliament says, quote, London is being ethnically cleansed of white people. That caught my attention. I mean, London, England, isn't that a white city? Aren't the English people white? Well, not anymore. There's all these black Muslims. There's people from all over the world there, from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Ghana, Africa. It seems that Jeremy Zide, chairman of one of the political parties in Parliament, said disappearing diversity is all he sees in London. He says the absence of white faces is worrying. Well, you know, I go to the mall, the shopping mall, with my wife just to walk around, and everywhere I see strange foreign faces. Mexican, Chinese, Korean, Uruguayan. I mean, and I hear them all talking in foreign languages all at the same time. I said, you know, this is a different America. This is a different country. And it is. And I go to government offices and the people working there are foreigners. How can a foreigner work at a U.S. government office? Well, they do. And then you go to the airport, the Homeland Security people, the transportation office, they're all foreigners, a lot of them. How does that relate? You want help on your taxes, you go to the IRS and that person's from, you know, China or somewhere else. You say, well, how can he help me? He's not even an American. Ethnic cleansing is going on big time in England. They're going multicultural. So I understand when the man said London is being ethnically cleansed of white people. And in America, that's true too. Now, I know there's some blacks and Chinese and others that are being ethnically cleansed too because you believe like I do. You're just a good American. You believe in patriotism. You believe in what they call dead white men. You know, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin. You're a nationalist. You believe in America, not a New World Order. And you're a Christian. And you're straight. If you fit in those categories, it doesn't matter if you're a black man or a white man, you're going to be ethnically cleansed by the liberal crowd. Now, right now, we have a big problem with unemployment in America. People still need jobs. But it's interesting that just as we have this immigration invasion and there is an explosion of people coming across the border, and the Border Patrol says we can't handle them. Of course, they're not trying very hard. They've been given their orders by Obama. Just let them come in. Invite them in. Tell them, come on in. Once you make it to America, you're home free. You're going to get all these goodies. Free medical care, free housing, free food, free everything. Well, we'll even give you an Obama phone. Maybe 20 or 30 of them. Hey, I'm not kidding. Heard a woman the other day. She had an Obama phone. People asked her about it. She says, well, I have 30 in my apartment. Just like it. Now, I was reading the Associated Press that with all this immigration problem, you would think the business world would get on it and get Congress to stop these foreigners coming in. But instead, They're pressuring Congress saying approve immigration reform. What does that mean to reform immigration? It means to allow it, to enable it. I've heard politician after politician say, well, the immigration system is broken down. Really? It's broken down? Let's fix it then. Oh, no, no, we've got to change it entirely. It's broken. No, no, it's broken, so let's fix it. Oh, no, no, we can't fix it. It's broken. I don't trust a person that says our immigration system is broken but doesn't want to do anything about it. Now, in the Associated Press was the story that chief executives of corporations like Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Tyson Foods, Cargill, all kinds of big corporations are writing letters and visiting Congress and saying, pass the Immigration Reform Act. And they want Congress to make sure that these foreigners all get visas to come to the United States. Now, millions are out of a job in America. They're out of a job. They're Americans that were born here, raised here. Many of them served in the military. Meanwhile, we're pushing for all these foreigners to keep coming in. The nation's high-tech companies are particularly fighting to get more foreigners into the United States. Well, let's look at what's happening in America with ethnic cleansing. You know, there's so many Hispanics coming into South part of the United States that they say that they intend to take over those states. And they already have taken over California just about. They're the mayor of Los Angeles is Hispanic. The mayor of city after city is now Hispanic. Multiculturalism, that's its end today, isn't it? And the government seems to favor it, all these courts. And how about all these states, including Texas and Florida, that are giving illegal aliens in-state tuition? Now, if you're not a Texan and you want to go to a Texas university, maybe the University of Texas where I taught, or Texas A&M, or, you know, one of any of 20 or so Texas schools, you're going to have to pay up the nose if you come from out of state. Did you know you have to pay triple the tuition that a Texan would have to pay? That's right. My granddaughter came in and we called up and talked and got the dollar amounts. She was going to end up paying triple what an in-state person would pay. Now, how can we give an illegal alien a college tuition of only about one-third as much as an American citizen? It doesn't make any sense. I also found out that student housing from the university is now about 90% foreign. Remember in the old days when they helped students by giving them apartments and so forth, built by the universities? They still do that, but to get it, you have to be a foreigner. So these people from China and Pakistan are all living in housing. The Americans can't get in. Now let's get to the real root, the crux of ethnic cleansing. You know, we have always been an English-speaking nation, a white majority. But today we have 14% black, 10% Mexican, 6% Oriental, and others. We've always been a Christian, a constitutional, a morally powerful nation, a straight nation. We've always considered homosexuality an abomination and transgender even worse. Our history, of course, goes all the way back to the Pilgrims and our founding fathers. Now they, the elite of the Illuminati, are demanding we quickly, very quickly, become a multicultural, mixed nation of many cultures, many religions, many peoples, many languages. We are to become a literal Tower of Babylon polyglot, a conglomeration, non-Christian. Our economy, our political systems are to change. And if we do not become politically correct and change, if we do not agree to this ethnic cleansing, they will destroy us. Who has done this? The Jews did this. The Jews in America did this. It's an amazing thing, but they are parasites. Not all, but the ones who control us. Read about them in the Protocols of Zion, a book that we offer. They're non-Christians. They hate Christianity. And they've been destabilizing our society. Maybe Nixon was the last president that could understand this, but he was forced out by Jewish conspirators. Now, today, we're watched over by a gigantic military-industrial complex. They're going to enforce the ethnic cleansing, the political correctness. President Eisenhower warned of this, a gigantic military-industrial complex, watching us with their great all-seeing eye of Lucifer. It's even on our dollar bill issued by the Fed. It gives you a signal of what they're all about, the all-seeing eye of Lucifer. We must be ethnically cleansed. The majority, the patriot, the American state, the straight, the moral, the English-speaking must be made to be politically correct. We've got to give up everything that we've deemed great and wonderful about our country that's made us exceptional. We must fall, never to rise again. We must become the vessels through which involuntary servitude takes place. We must become the servant of the minorities who receive favoritism constantly from the government in the form of affirmative action and so forth. And these minorities are elevated above us. They rule over us, and we are being ethnically cleansed. We, the declining majority, must shrink from public view. That's what they want. They don't want to see us in public. They say, keep your religion to yourself. Get it out of our schools. Get it out of our government. We don't want to see your monuments. We don't want to see the Ten Commandments. Get it away from us, you foolish Christians. They say we're unclean then. We must not taint society. We cannot offend them by preaching Jesus. They cannot allow that. We cannot say that Christianity is superior. We cannot say that this is a Christian land. We cannot say the Bill of Rights is permanent and respected. They'll change it whichever way they want, whenever they want, however they want. Our lifestyle, our morality is not the new America. Friends, we've been left behind. The new America has gone on into political correctness, and we are being ethnically cleansed. You must curse, party, drink, smoke. You've got to take pot. You've got to take drugs, methamphetamine, whatever they give you. You got to be promiscuous. You can't marry. That's ridiculous. You certainly must not be able to preach the old faith. They don't want you on the street corners. There's no street evangelism anymore. They will arrest you. You must learn to appreciate and accept homosexuality. And your children will be taught it. Even the transgender will be appreciated. Oh, yes, the age of the transgender is here. And if we don't accept these people into our churches, when I say accept them, I mean don't preach to them. Allow them to stay as they are in our churches. Otherwise, the new majority of this new America will come down hard on you. This is what the Jews have done to us. The Jews and all of their organizations, the ADL and all the others, AIPAC, etc. And the clergy of America have done this. I want to read to you from a little booklet in which a Jew speaks about these things. This is a Jew speaking here. He said, Judaism is not only the teaching of the synagogue, but also the doctrine of every Christian church in America. Say what? Judaism is the teaching of the synagogue. Yes, but it's also, he says, the doctrine of every Christian church in America. Through our propaganda, the church has become our, the Jews, most avid supporter. This has given us a special place in society. They're believing the lie that we're the chosen people. They're the Goyim. They're the Gentiles. But we are the chosen people. He says, through religion, we have gained complete control of society, government, and economics. But friends, we don't understand the Jewish religion. What does he mean through religion? Here is what it is. He says, the gullible clergy of the Christian faith have in one breath instruct their parishioners that we are a special chosen people. The Jews, they have their religion. They have their faith. While in another breath, they proclaim that all races are the same. Isn't that true? Every race is the same. We must have equality. But the Jews, they can be unequal. They can be superior. They can be elevated. They're the chosen race. So we Jews enjoy a special place in society while all other races are reduced to common equality. It is for this reason, he says, that we authored the equality hoax, thereby reducing all to a lower level. They're the only nation on earth that will be allowed to have a religion as their basis, Judaism. And Barack Obama, back in 2008, told us it would be the end of us. Ethnic cleansing would come about. When he spoke these words, he says, we cannot continue to rely on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We can't just depend on our military. They're made up of the people, mostly of whites. He says, we've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded. A civilian national security force. Is that Homeland Security? Will they be the ones to enforce ethnic cleansing on the whites? Now, the blacks, the Mexicans, they're not our enemy. They're our friends. But they've got to understand what is happening, what will happen to them. Because they will also be the victim of ethnic cleansing after they're elevated, after they become our rulers. Then will come the Jews to say, we're the rulers over you too. We're the rulers over all. Now, what is the ideal American? It seems to be a transsexual who's brown or black, who believes like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. That's sort of the type of person that is popular today. And they're beginning to discriminate against other kinds of people. Now, you know about the bakers, B-A-K-E-Rs, you know, who bake cakes and pies and such. In numerous states in the United States, Colorado, for example, they're telling people that are photographers and bakers and so on that they've got to make the cakes. If they're a photographer, they've got to take the pictures at a wedding for homosexuals. Even if they're Christians, they still have to pal around and ingratiate themselves with homosexuals. Now, so you can't even own your own business. They're going to make sure you serve the homosexuals. That's what they're going to do. Now, if you're a veteran, you got a special problem. You see, veterans are really not respected. Oh, they tell you, oh, thank you for your service, sir. You've done great. We're sorry you lost your legs or your arm or whatever. We're sorry you're a wounded warrior, but we appreciate your service. Really? If they appreciate your service, why is it that there are 171,000 members of the VA, the Veterans Administration, who cannot even get a medical appointment? And they're lying about them at the VA and claiming that they're serving everyone, and yet they're so far behind, they can't even get to all these people. Why is that, folks? If they love veterans in America so much, why do they have these crummy VA hospitals? And look what America's doing about veterans. They're trading deserters like Bo Begdahl for terrorists. You know the five at Guantanamo Bay that they let out? But hey, we got a deserter, a traitor back in exchange. What kind of deal is that? In America, if you're a conservative, a patriot, and you have a name in your title of your organization, they're going to come after you. That's what they're doing. If you're one of the Tea Parties, the IRS was giving them a hard time. They weren't getting 501c4 status. They're being investigated. How does Obama get away with using the IRS to persecute critics? How does he get away with destroying America's health care system with the Affordable Care Act? How does he get away with allowing veterans' hospitals to just let veterans die? Well, I don't know. Maybe Americans are hypnotized. Maybe we're in a trance-like state. Maybe we're paralyzed from acting the way we should. Our nation, my friends, is corrupt and it's disintegrating before our eyes. But we're being put in our little corner. We're being marginalized. We're being persecuted because we fit the mold of a domestic terrorist. And our attorney general said he's going to be investigating the domestic terrorist, the domestic extremist. Do you believe in the Constitution of the United States? Do you believe in the Bill of Rights? You may be a domestic extremist. And the black-led Department of Justice is going to be investigating you. If you're against same-sex marriage, you believe in what the Bible says, they're going to investigate you. If you believe in the family, that it really a family is a man and a woman and one or more children, well, you're politically incorrect. They're going to check you out too. Now, we're going to look more at this area of ethnic cleansing when we return in just a moment. I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. friends, Tex Mars again here. Our new book is Matrix of Gog. Matrix of Gog, G-O-G. You know, the Bible talks about a Gog and Magog. And our good friend Dan Patrick wrote this excellent book, Matrix of Gog. It's only $18, and it tells you who are Gog from Magog. This has been a very serious but, you know, misunderstood topic for many years. And many letters over the years have asked me, Tex, tell us who Gog is from Magog, or tell us who Gog and Magog are. You know, the Bible says in the last days, Gog will conquer the four corners of the earth, and then he'll come about on the breadth of the earth, and he will go against the camp of the saints. Who are the camp of the saints? Well, that is speaking in a very broad sense of every Christian who lives. Every Christian who lives will be battered, will be beaten by Gog from Magog. And we will survive because Jesus will be our rescuer. That'll bring about the end of all things, friends, when Gog and Magog are taken by God and thrown into the lake of fire. Now, who is Gog? Who is Magog? Dan Patrick, in this book, Matrix of Gog, explains to you who Gog is. Gog is the people that has the six-pointed star. He's originally from Khazaria, but today he hails mostly from Israel. There are about, 18 million Gogsters in all the world. And you need to know who they are. Because the Bible says Gog will attack Israel in the last days. Will attack the land of unwalled villages. Now, don't confuse Israel with Palestine. And keep in mind my book, DNA Science, and the Jewish Bloodline. This is the successor book. You'll learn here about Gog and Magog and how they've already attacked Israel and taken it. And now with the United States assistance, they're taking on the rest of the world. They believe in being dominant over the Middle East and other countries as well. I want you to have this book, Matrix of Gog. It's the most astounding little book I've ever read. I say a little, but you've just got to have this book. Matrix of Gog. $18 plus $5 shipping and handling, a total of $23. Send it to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. As for Matrix of Gog, this is the first book ever to identify who Gog and Magog are and about the tragedy they're going to bring to this earth. Did you know they have a statue of Gog and Magog in London? Okay, Matrix of Gog. Here's how to get your copy. Just go to our website, powerofprophecy.com. Powerofprophecy.com or texmars.com. You can write to us at Power of Prophecy at 1708 Patterson, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Hey, we've got a catalog of all our books and videos and our audio tapes. Hope you'll ask for that. We'd be glad to send it to you if you do. Our catalog. We also have a listing of all our books, tapes, videos online. Again, that's powerofprophecy.com. Now, with your order, we'll make sure you get a subscription to our monthly newsletter, Power of Prophecy. Let's return now to our regular program. And we're talking about the ethnic cleansing of America. Now, in every nation where a significant number of Jews has accumulated, they began to turn against that nation and plot and persecute the people of that nation. Let me give you some examples of ethnic cleansing over the last 100 years ago. There was 1917 in Russia when the Jews, that were only about 1% of the population, were able to take over Russia, conquer it. And they brought in the most devilish system of government ever conceived. They took it right out of the Illuminati of 1776 In fact, May 1st, 1776 was the holy day or the celebration day of the Russian communists. They were all Jews. Now we know this. In fact, at the Lenin Museum on Red Square in Moscow is the body, literally the body, in a huge vat of some kind of a juice. That's all I can call it, or liquid. And you can go in that museum and see this sort of petrified body of Lenin. And the museum curator, that's the director, will tell you if you ask him whether Lenin was or not a Russian or a Jew, he would tell you that he's a Jew. Isn't that interesting? Lenin was a Jew. Well, the number two man in Russia, Brownstein, who called himself Trotsky, he also was a Jew. And it seems that the majority of leaders in the government were all Jews. Do you know the first legislation ever passed in the Soviet Union was the Anti-Semitism Act? That's right. 66 million people perished in the Soviet Union, thanks to the Jews. You see, they decided they would ethnically cleanse and even carry out a genocide against the native Russians. Well, you know, the Americans did that one time, mostly the white people of America. We decided to take the land of the Native Americans who had lived on this continent. And so we made laws and made laws against the Indian tribes, the Native American Indian tribes, the Sioux, the Apache, the Cherokee. And finally, we licked them. We beat back the Native American Indians and forced them onto reservations. And today we say these are like the American Indian nation, Native American Indians. It's a lot where a lot of the casinos and gambling halls are. That was done through ethnic cleansing. Some people say it was genocide. Did you know that Andrew Jackson, General Andrew Jackson, decided to kill the Seminole Indians in Florida? How did he do it? He gave blankets to them. But first, they put poison bacillus, germs, on these blankets, gave them to the Indians, and they died of these diseases, the people. That was the way we ethnically cleansed some of the Seminole Indians. In Turkey in 1905, there was a revolution. And the Turks, who were Jews, crypto-Jews, still were Turks, took over that Muslim nation. And they decided that a province inside Turkey called Armenia, made up of Christians, was to be ethnically cleansed, genocided. And there began a great march of the Armenian people. They were taken from their homes at gunpoint by the Turkish troops, operating under the leadership of the Jews in government. They were taken from their Armenian homes and marched all the way across the desert lands into Syria. And most of them died in a great genocide. The British consul said he had never seen anything so dastardly and horrible in his entire life. He said that of the 4.5 million people in Armenia, again, mostly Christian, that as many as 1.5 million were slaughtered. And they said the most favorite way to kill that the Turks, the Turkish troops, who were Muslims, who were led by Jews, the most favorite way they killed them was to cut off their hands. Cut off their hands and watch them as they bled to death. And he said as these people walked across the desert in an unending stream of men, women, and children and trying to carry whatever of their possessions they could carry with their hands, as they trekked across the desert without food, without water, when one of them got too tired and couldn't go anymore, they would pull him over to the side of the road and the Turkish troops would cut off his hands. And the British envoy said, he wrote back to London, and I have a copy of the letter in my files, and he said that there were so many severed, that's cut off, hands along the side of the roads and the trail there, that they could build a highway that would stretch from Greece to Turkey. They could build a highway made out of severed human hands. Genocide. You see, ethnic cleansing eventually turns to genocide. It progresses to genocide. Now, in Palestine today, the Jews are genociding the Palestinians. But they started off committing genocide against them in 1948, and the Jews continue to murder more and more Gentiles. Now, ethnic cleansing. In Wikipedia, the encyclopedia, we find out what ethnic cleansing is. It's the systematic forced removal of ethnic or religious groups from a given territory with the intent of creating a territory inhabited by people more liked or more favored by the government. Well, we Christians are not favored, are we? No, we're not a favored people in this government. It says ethnic cleansing can be accomplished by such methods as forced migration, deportation, population transfer, mass murder, and intimidation. Ethnic cleansing means destruction of homes, social centers, farms, infrastructure, and the desecration of monuments, cemeteries, and places of worship. I see desecration of Confederate cemeteries and Confederate monuments all over the South. That's happening. Well, here's another definition of ethnic cleansing. At its general level, ethnic cleansing can be understood as the expulsion of a population from a territory. But they're not necessarily going to kick out all the white people in the United States. They're changing America through immigration. So we become more and more brown and more black. They're bringing blacks in, and they're giving them favored treatment. Now, eventually, there will be more blacks and browns than there are whites. And they will be given favored treatment as they are now. Now they have affirmative action. They have quotas. Everywhere, black people are getting jobs. And in government, they're rewarded with promotions. Right here in Austin, Texas, recently the federal government says that the fire department needs to hire more blacks. So I think for the next 5 years, they're going to hire mostly blacks. So if you're looking for a fire department job in Austin the next 5 years, forget it. Seems a little inhumane, and it is. Now, if you take a test for your job in the post office or whatever government position you want, you'll find they have something called race norming. See, you can make, say, 90 on a test, think you did great, and a black maybe makes 60. And the test results come out, and that black person made 60 is ahead of your 90. But wait, he no longer has a 60. They finagled around and fixed it, and suddenly he gets 95 on the test. But he gave more wrong answers than you have. How's he favored on that test? This is what people don't understand, you see. You can go and take a test, let's say in Atlanta, Georgia, for some government position. Maybe in the agriculture office, the Bureau of Land Management, the National Park System, or whatever. You're white. And 300 people take that test, 20 blacks and 280 whites, let's just say. Now, I'm only using this as an example. 20 blacks and 280 whites. And they're going to hire 50 people. And you get the test results and you notice that the top 20 applicants were all black. And you say they scored higher on the test than all the 280 whites. That's what it looks like. I mean, they give you the test scores, and you say it has to be all the blacks scored higher than all the whites. They must have done better on the test. No. It's that you have to write down what your race is when you take the test. Then the computer race norms. That's what they call it. After everybody makes a certain score, then they race norm it. And then I'll put all the blacks up at the top. They get all the grades. They get all the promotions, too. By the way, have you ever wondered why there are so many city managers, superintendents of schools, and principals and vice principals in high schools and middle schools that are black? That's why. Favoritism. Now, we have a 14th Amendment in this Congress, in this country, that was passed, I think, in 1865 or 6, right after the Civil War. The 14th Amendment, what does it say? That every citizen is treated equally under the law. Now, that's pretty plain, isn't it? Every citizen is treated treated equally under the law. Blacks, whites, Chinese, Koreans, Mexicans. That's the way it ought to be. We're all treated equally under the law. But are we? No, not when there's affirmative action. Not when blacks are moved ahead of whites just because of their race. That's crooked, friends. That's corrupt. Now, the 14th Amendment should protect whites, but the Attorney General, Eric Holder, says, no, the 14th Amendment is only for the black people. If they're discriminated against, he'll go to court for them. But the white people, sorry, you're out. Now, there's another amendment, the 13th Amendment. What does it say? It prohibits either slavery or involuntary servitude. Now, involuntary servitude seems to be a little bit better than slavery, doesn't it? No one wants to be a slave. Well, how about an involuntary servant? What's an involuntary servant? It's someone who has to work, who has to obey, and becomes a slave, in effect. Do we have involuntary servitude in America? I believe we do. When whites are beat down and the other races are offered the jobs and the promotions and all the benefits and all the government contracts and so forth, then I think you can say that the whites are beat down. The 13th Amendment should prohibit involuntary servitude, but that's what the whites are doing. Many whites are being restricted to low-paying jobs. Now, ethnic cleansing can get pretty bad when the assets of a particular ethnic group, such as whites, are seized by the government. The assets are seized. Now, your friends, the tax system is so crooked. And did you know that 51% of Americans do not get their main income from working? It's from government benefits. Entitlements. 51% survive on government entitlements. Ethnic cleansing. And people are losing their homes because of tax rates. Taxes keep going up, but their salaries don't go up. They're making less and less and trying to get by. I think that's involuntary servitude. When inflation rises, but your pay doesn't rise, or your retirement system, your check doesn't go up. Then there's the voting. It seems that blacks and Mexicans and Chinese and all the others should have the same voting power as white people. But they don't. In fact, the government continues to press and fight against laws that require an ID to vote. You know, to buy, I guess, all kinds of things in society, you got to show your ID. If you buy a car, you got to show your ID. All kinds of things. You can drive down the road, the cops stop you, you better show your ID. They want to know who you are. There's your photo ID. But the government and the Democrats and many of the Republicans as well say, well, you shouldn't have to show your ID to vote. And they're saying if you do that, you're a racist if you require an ID. How can that be? I mean, if a highway patrolman stopped you and said, may I see your ID or your driver's license? What if you told him, well, you big racist. I'm not going to show you my driver's license. That's a racist thing to do. I think you'd end up spending a night in the pokey, wouldn't you, friends? Of course you would. But they're telling us that people should be able to vote without an ID. Of course, they would love that. There are 20, 30, 40 million illegal aliens in the United States. And many of them vote even though they're illegal aliens. They don't have an ID card. That's okay. Just go ahead and vote. Well, they can drive around the block and go to another voting precinct and vote again. Then they drive around the block to another voting precinct and vote again. You've heard the old saying about vote early and often. How do they get away with that? You don't have to show your ID. And in state after state, they're passing laws telling the blacks and the Mexicans and the foreigners, you don't have to show your ID to vote. Now I understand the military is going to start allowing illegal aliens to enter the military service, to serve in uniform. They don't have to take a test to find out who Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, John Adams were. They don't have to love America at all. That's strange, isn't it? How can an illegal alien from some other country be allowed to join the U.S. military? In fact, let me ask you a question. How can a Jew serve in the Israeli military but not want to serve in the American military? That happens all the time. Happens all the time. Then there's crime. In America, if you're going to rape somebody, I hope you don't want to rape somebody, but if you do, well, might be best not to be a white woman. See, last year, 764 white women were raped by black men. 764. White women raped by black men. Would you like to know how many white women were raped? Excuse me, how many black women were raped by white men? Let me tell you, zero. Not one black woman was raped by a white man. Wow. Now, crime. Everybody's talking about America has one of the largest crime rates in the world, but did you know that if you consider only the white people of the United States, we have less crime than almost any country in the world. Less crime than Japan, less crime than Germany or France or Great Britain, less crime if you consider only the white people. But if you throw in the blacks, suddenly it goes way, way up. Because it's the blacks committing the crime. And they're committing crimes against other black people. Black-owned black crime. But it seems like the Attorney General of the United States and the President Obama of the United States don't care about black-owned black crime. But that's what affects the black communities. Ethnic cleansing. Now, the National Security Agency, the FBI, the Defense Intelligence Agency, the Central Intelligence Agency are spending billions of dollars in a massive spy apparatus. Who are they watching? Do they watch the blacks? No. They're watching the whites. And the Attorney General of the United States has said, we're going to have a special program to look and review domestic extremists. Who would that be? Well, it would be the patriots, the nationalists, the people who believe in our Bill of Rights, including the right to own a gun, Christians, straights, who are not for same-sex marriage, family-oriented people, moral people, and of course, veterans. These people are discriminated and persecuted against. Ethnic cleansing. You know, ethnic cleansing, genocide, it happens around the world, but especially it's happening now in America. And it's the minority groups that are doing the ethnic cleansing. Now, in the blacks, we have crimes against whites committed everywhere. Their black gangs are going into Walgreens and 7-Elevens. They're playing now the knockout game. They're knocking out whites. And the white people have not sought to strike back at this time. But it seems that our government is trying to insinuate a race war. They want us to kill each other. They want American whites to kill American blacks. And they want both sides to hate the Orientals. You know, friends, that's just not what Christians do. Now, it's absolutely wrong to give blacks affirmative action, to give them promotions, to give them government benefits that you don't give white people. But that is no reason for us to discriminate against black people. You just keep on keeping on. You be a godly man or woman. Recently, I was reading the story of a man that came to America from Bangladesh, one of the poorest countries in the world. The only job this man could get was at a 7-Eleven store, a convenience store, fiddled food store. One day, a white man with all kind of tattoos came in the store. This is a true story. And he put a gun to the man's head. He said, "Where are you from?" And then he shot him in the head. The man that shot him thought he was a good American. He was Aryan Nations man. He thought he was doing America a favor by shooting at. He didn't kill him, fortunately, but the man suffered for many months in a hospital bed. He thought he was doing a favor by shooting this person from where he didn't know, but turned out to be Bangladesh. That man is in prison. In fact, he recently was put to death. He killed two other store clerks. He claimed to be a true American, but he wasn't. He was a damnable citizen of hell. That's what he was. He did it for America, he claimed. Now let's look at the man from Bangladesh. He came to America legally. He had tried for many years. He was a fighter pilot, a very educated man back in his home country, but the only job he could get was working at a convenience store. And now he was in a hospital, shot in the head by a white Aryan Nation, tattooed, drug dealer, white man. Who was the true American? Who was the true American? I believe it was the man that worked at the food court, at the food store. And when that man got out of the hospital, he said, "I forgive the white man. I forgive him. He didn't understand who I was. I'm a man who forgives." He forgave him. I believe God is working in that man's life. I just read a book about this recently. The story of two lives, a white man and a brown man. I favor the brown man. I believe I'll be in heaven with a brown man. That's how I believe we should handle all races, all creeds. There's no ethnic cleansing in my heart, my friends. There's no genocide. There's no black, white, brown. For we are all one in Jesus Christ. We're all Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. This is what we should get out of our talk today. Yeah, there's all kinds of discrimination, persecution, ethnic cleansing going on in America. It will eventually escalate to genocide. But you don't have to participate in it. You can treat every person you meet, black, white, brown, the same. You can treat them right. You can treat them as a Christian. You can be a man of God, a woman of God, and you will receive your reward here on earth and in heaven. I'm Tex Mars. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. Tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.